Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair stepping in, and we're just over a little over a month away from what is going to be a rather spectacular event put together by one of Ann Arbor's own. You know Mark Braun is Mr. B, a master blues and boogie-woogie piano player. You're hearing the music in the background. While continuing his recording and performing career, Mr. B has been using his platform to give back through a nonprofit endeavor of his own creation. It goes by the name of Joybox Express. Recently, Joybox Express traveled the span of the Mississippi River, raising money, performing, and creating awareness about the need for and the benefits of music and athletic programs for our children. In August, the next Joybox Express endeavor gets underway, and it's called the Sprint for Flynn. Mark Braun, Mr. B, thank you for coming into the studios of WEMU.
So happy to be here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, very quickly, the Sprint for Flint. It is going to start in Flint on August 25th, and you have a 385-pound bicycle in which you will load an upright piano, and you and a team of folks are going to ride to Mackinac City in 24 hours?
That's right. Altogether, the piano bike weighs 620 pounds. It's human-powered. It takes three people to propel it, and we'll be riding it in a team of up to 52 riders over a 24-hour period from Flint to Mackinac City on August 25th.
That's rather ambitious, don't you think?
It is.
I have seen I have seen pictures of you doing extraordinary hard workout, things that make me feel very bad for my couch potato life. I have seen you swimming, and you feeling in shape? You ready to go?
I'm getting ready. You know, I'm feeling fine, and it's been fun to prepare myself. And yeah, I think we're right on the cusp now.
I have seen videos of you doing some distance swimming, and that's going to become important because after the ride on the 25th, that will take you to Mackinac City. You're going to take a couple of days off, and on August 29th, you're going to tow that bike in a swim to Mackinac Island.
That's right. We have a
team. Pardon me for saying it. You're nuts.
I'm enthused. I'm wildly enthused about the opportunities that life gives us, you know. And in this case, we'll have a team of nine swimmers led by Jim Dreyer, who holds 19 world records as an open water swimmer. And we will be putting the piano bike, along with about 15 people, on a 52-foot barge. And we'll be tying it to our ankles, three at a time, and we'll be swimming it across about 5 miles of open water to Mackinac Island, where I'll be a featured performer at the Grand Hotel Jazz Festival. So that's why there are four elements. Sprint, the numeral four, Flint. Sprint for Flint. Ride, swim, play, give. Because the whole thing is a fundraiser.
And that's right. And all of these endeavors that I still insist you're nuts to do, it will benefit a program in the city of Flint called Youth Quest. Now, you have a personal relationship with Flint.
I do. I was born and raised in Flint. Both my mother and father were born and raised in the city. My grandparents lived in the city. And sister still lives within the city. And you know, I was telling you earlier, sometimes when I tell people, they almost feel sorry for me for having come from Flint. But on the contrary, when I was a kid, the opportunities in Flint were just off the hook. I mean, cultural and athletic opportunities, learning opportunities, scholastic opportunities.
Well, it was a hub of the auto industry. Economically, it was booming, and people were moving there by choice.
That's right. It's exactly right. And, of course, they had the Mott Foundation, which still exists in Flint and still a huge supporter of the city of Flint. But opportunities were easy to come by, and not so much now. My elementary school is closed. My middle school is closed. My parents went to separate schools, elementary, middle, high school, all closed. So it's hard to reconcile the current city with the one I grew up with, but those that remain really, really deserve some help, in my opinion. So that's what we're trying to do this time.
And did you come to the conclusion to make this year's edition of Joybox Express for Flint, in part because of the struggles that it's been going through with its water crisis and the adverse negative national attention that the city has received?
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, it's been on everybody's radar, really, and we were looking at Joybox, and Joybox, people should know, is much more than just me. You know, we're a 501c3, and we're a team with the board of directors and many supporters and people that bring ideas to our processes. And collectively, we decided that we needed to address some of the concerns in Flint, but not immediately tied to the water issue, because there's not much we can do to improve that particular process, of course. So we tried
to find, heal the water, but you can heal some spirits and some souls.
That's exactly right, and some bodies. I mean, there are the program that we're supporting
Youth Quest
is called Youth Quest, and Youth Quest is a 2,000 child per day about over 40 weeks a year, a meal a day for a child, a snack a day for a child, access to numerous clubs, including, you know, chess, math, computer clubs, athletic opportunities. I took three current educators from Ann Arbor up to observe YouthQuest before we finalized our decisions, because I'm not really prepared to evaluate processes
like
that. And
they said, yep, this is the one.
They said, yes, this is well-run, well-administered, and needed. So that's where we're going.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Mark Braun. Mr. B is preparing his team to launch the Sprint for Flint. It is a charitable endeavor to raise money for a Flint program called YouthQuest. Mark and his team will carry an upright piano on a custom-built 385-pound bicycle from Flint to Mackinac City and then tow that piano with a swim from Mackinac City to Mackinac Island. The Sprint for Flint officially gets underway on August 25th. Now, as we talk about YouthQuest, and we talk about this as a charitable endeavor, it is important to recognize that it needs a lot of team members. There are some expenses. All of that has been taken care of. So now, for those who want to go to the Joybox Express website at joyboxexpress.com and make a donation or find ways to participate, all of the money raised is going directly to YouthQuest.
Absolutely. Our budget is already met. We have a microscopic budget, very few expenses, and we're all volunteers. So, yes, I think we're, you know, everything that we raise is going to be able to go directly up to the YouthQuest processes.
And there are opportunities to participate in a very physical and tangible way. You mentioned that a team of 52 riders are going to get that bike from Flint to Mackinac City in 24 hours. How many are signed up so far?
We have, I think, 34,
so
right
you,
in that
you
neighborhood.
You could use more riders.
We need more riders. We have enough riders to physically get the bike from Flint to Mackinac. We've proven that long ago on our 1,840-mile trip along the Mississippi River with only four of us. We want to fund the programs of YouthQuest, and so I'm asking each rider who rides 1 hour shift on the back of the piano bike, that'll be a 10-mile stretch, to bring $500 to us.
So talk to family, talk to friends, put together $500, and then be a part of history on the Joy Box Express ride from Flint to Mackinac City.
So many people have said to me, look, we wanted help in Flint. We've heard about what's going up there, but we didn't know how. We put it on a tee for you, folks. Here it is.
And all monies raised, once again, will go directly to the children and the program that serves them called YouthQuest.
Absolutely correct.
Let me tell you, let me ask you something. You've always been athletic. You played baseball for years. You are still involved in athletics at this point in your life. You've always been involved in music. When you were a kid and you were getting music lessons and participating in your school programs, what did that mean to you? How did that shape your future life?
Boy, that is such a terrific question, David. It's probably hard for me to know directly what those opportunities meant to me, but it's not hard for me to envision the difference if there were an absence of opportunities. If I imagine my life now without those opportunities, I can be sure of one thing, that I would be a different person now. I would be changed by the lack of opportunity. So I hope that answer isn't too confusing, but I think what I'm trying to say is I had so many opportunities that I may have taken them for granted the way that they affected me. And it just is very concerning to me that there are just thousands and thousands of kids in that city that aren't getting a whiff of the numerous opportunities that we had culturally, in the arts, athletic programming. It's a tough up there right now.
Well, let me bring you to present day. Obviously, a lot of the preparations you do musically is for what you're going to be performing live and before an audience, and you have to put that hat on. Mm-hmm. But when you're sitting at home and you're at the grand piano and you're playing, what is your relationship in that moment to music and the arts? In that moment, by yourself?
Well, I'm thinking that is a selfish moment. You know, this is, I think it's okay to accept selfishness in our lives, you know, for it to reflect productivity and reflect the fruits of our imaginations. So those are my, you know, those are my private moments that any person has, any business person has when they develop a plan for their business, that a painter imagines when they envision, you know, something that they only see in their minds. This is my private time to allow the wealth of experiences that have been afforded
but
in my life to be
not
reflected.
That moment and those moments that you've created for yourself that make you want to share with those who may not have that opportunity.
That's exactly right, man. You hit it right there. It was hard for me to say it, to understand that. But just having been given the luxury of opportunity, which I may not have expressed here fully because our time is short, but the programming in Flint, the opportunities were so numerous. And hey, listen, they still are through YouthQuest. This is just a superb program, well-administered by the Flint and Genesee Area Chamber of Commerce, and they need help. They need help.
We are looking forward to getting the next endeavor of Joybox Express underway. It begins August 25th with a 24-hour bike ride from the city of Flint to Mackinac City, and then on the 29th, a swim from Mackinac City, towing the bike on a barge all the way to Mackinac Island. If you'd like to find out how to participate, have your questions answered, and learn how you can be a part of the Joybox Express, where shall we go, Mark?
Info at Joybox Express, and you can pay attention to us when we pull that scuba boat, 52-foot-long scuba diving boat, across the Straits of Mackinac.
And you can follow along. We'll be certain to have information for you here on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. Once again, that is Mark Braun, known as Mr. B. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to your community NPR station. It is indeed 89.1 WEMU. We'll talk again soon, Mark.
Thank you, David.